Gemara in Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Gimel, very important Gemara. Ten Rabbanan Kol Olin Laminyan Sheva VeAfilu Katan VeAfilu Isha. Right, in terms of in Aliyah, which meant in their days you don't just get the Aliyah, but you do the actual work, meaning reading the Torah. Avalam Rechachamim Isha Lo Tikra BaTorah Mipnei Kvod HaTzibor, because there's an issue of Kavod HaTzibor. However, exactly you define what Kavod HaTzibor is, but the Rabbi said that a woman should not get an aliyah. Okay, so that's what sort of what's hanging in the background of this question of, again, you know, getting an aliyah really meant, reading from the Torah. So let's try to understand in the context of the sugya of Kriyas HaMegillah L'Nashim, okay, a different halachic dynamics at play. So the Rambam says, Kriyas HaMegillah B'zman HaMitzvah Saseh Midavrei Sofrim, okay, Ephraim's working on that issue right now. V'advar Midurim Shehita Akanas HaNevi'im, right, it came from the Nevi'im, Yakol Chayavin Bikriyasa Anashim V'Nashim Gerim Avadim Mishuchvarim. Here you have the Rambam, right, putting a stake in the ground. Yakol Chayavin Bikriyasa, not Bishmiyasa, as we'll see the Sheet of the Baal Halachos Gedolos and many of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So Anashim and Nashim are parallel in this way. Umechan Chemesaktanim Lekrosa, we'll focus on that today. V'afilo Kohani V'Avodasan Mevadli V'Avodasan V'Avon Lishmo Mikra Megillah. That was the opening sugya. Remember, we learned that sugya. We talked about Avoda and Talmud Torah the Rabbim, Talmud Torah the Yachid, Kavod HaTorah, right? All of the issues. Ephraim just remind us, how did the Gemara prove, again, you know, Talmud Torah versus the Avoda issue? Ani, Sartva Hashem, Atavati, right? That the issue of Bittul Torah, right? More than Bittul Talmud. V'chem v'alin Talmud Torah l'shmo mikra Megillah kavachomer l'shar mitzvah shal Torah shekulon nidachin mibnei mikra Megillah. So if you're docha Talmud Torah kavachomer l'shar mitzvahs, because Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. V'ein l'cha davar shenidcha mikra Megillah mipanav chutz mimeis mitzvah shein l'kovrim shabogev bo kovrim techila v'achar kach korei. So when we talk about meis mitzvah being docha mikra Megillah, the way the Rambam interpreted it is not to be docha entirely, but to
just go after.
Yeah, exactly. So that has to happen first. Echad ha-korei, ve'echad ha-shamea min ha-korei yotze yidei chova. So, okay, that's based obviously on the principle of shamea, right? V'hu she'yishma mishehu chayev b'kriya. So lefikach, im haya ha-korei katan u'shota ha-shamea mimenu lo yotze. So let's talk about katan. Katan mino is a machlokes ha-tanoim. So who's machsher b'katan? Rabbi Huda is machsher bekatan. Okay, so what happened here? Okay, so Rabbi Huda didn't understand that the Rabbi Huda wasn't a lamdan. Of course, Rabbi Huda was a lamdan. So, you know what? Rabbi Huda didn't understand that there was a difference between katan, who's obligated to rabbanan, and an individual who's obligated to gadol, who's obligated to rabbanan. Obviously, he should have understood. What everybody explains is the shita of the chachamim that you can't compare a gavra who's a bar chiyuv daraisa that happens to be a mitzvah derabbanan. Let's call him mikra megillah mitzvah derabbanan. You'll forgive me right now in terms of mitzvah midivrei sofrim. We understand that it is somehow predicated on the Torah level mitzvahs of Amalek, but that's a different story. Let's just call it a mitzvah derabbanan. So you can't compare a gavra who's a mechuyuv daraisa in mitzvos, who happens to have a mitzvah midirabban in a particular case with an individual who could only be obligated midirabban, but Rabbi Yehuda couldn't figure that out. So what was Rabbi Yehuda being saying when he was machshir b'katan? So it has to do probably nekuda semachlokas, what you think the chiyo of the katan is all about. So we've mentioned many times the chakira I heard from Rav Ilson, which is a very, very, very important yesod in terms of the mitzvah of chinuch. And the truth is, it depends on what mitzvah that we're talking about. So sometimes when we talk about the katan having an obligation to engage in a mitzvah, even though on a Torah level he's not going to be obligated to receive bar mitzvah, we're talking about the rabbis came along and said, the Torah obligated you at 13, but you're old enough and we're obligating you now. 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever it is. So, katan ha-yodeh le-naneya chayav elulav, let's say. So the chiyav inheres in the katan. But sometimes we say a little bit differently. Sometimes we say the Torah says you're obligated when you're 13, you're 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, okay? And we're not going to say that you're obligated, but we're going to say, aviv chayav liknos lo tefillin. We're going to say your father has an obligation to educate you in this particular mitzvah. Now we can use this chakira to explain, maybe that's gufa de machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda was really of the view, okay, that the katan has an intrinsic obligation at midirabbanan to read the Megillah. The rabbi said, okay, the Torah said that you could be obligated in mitzvahs when you're 13, okay, you can't be obligated in mitzvahs before then, but we're going to say that you're sufficiently educated or educable that you're going to be obligated to read the Megillah like everybody else. If you hold that, there's not a qualitative difference between the obligation of a katan, where the rabbi said you're chayav begavra, so to speak, to read the Megillah. There's not really a qualitative distinction between that and the chiyuv of any adult. So Rabbi Yehuda mafshir b'katan. But if you hold that the chiyuv that a katan would have would not be that kind of a chiyuv, right? It's not intrinsic to the katan. So then you might come to the opposite conclusion. You might come to the conclusion of the chachamim that there's something fundamentally incongruous here, because on a derabbanan level, the katan doesn't have an obligation to read the Megillah. On a derabbanan level, what the rabbi said is you have to teach your children about reading the Megillah. You have to teach them how to read the Megillah. But it's not fundamentally a chiyuv that inheres in the katan. Probably it's a chiyuv that inheres, let's say, in the father. Okay. So now we could go back to Shitas HaRambam. There's a whole discussion, right? Because it's actually Machlokes HaRishonim, who we should paskin like in this Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Yerushalmi that's involved. So what did the Rambam say? It's very fascinating. Hakol chayavim b'kriyasa, anashim, anashim, gerim, abadim, mishuchwarim, u'mechan chenes haktanim l'krosa. He doesn't say that the katan is chayav, right, once he's higia l'chinuch. Okay, he says, mechan chenes haktanim l'krosa. Who does he seem like he's addressing? Who is the mechanech?
The father.
So then Haraya, the Rambam Paskins, right? The Shitaso, the Fikach, im haya kore katan oshote shameh mimeno lo yatsa, because he isn't really chayiv in the Kriya. He's not chayiv in the Kriya derabbanan. Everybody else is chayiv in the Kriya derabbanan. He's not chayiv in the Kriya derabbanan, despite the fact that the Rambam said, mechanche mesaktanim lekrosa. Okay, very good. So this is going to be the necessary backdrop to figure out what exactly was said about women. Again, so the Rambam already has made it very clear, Hakol chayavim b'kriyasa, nashim v'nashim, like this Tam Mishnah. So let's take a look at the Magid Mishnah, and we'll pick it up there tomorrow. Mishnah perak ha-korei sa-megillah mafreya, hakol k'sherim likros sa-megillah, chutz mecheri shote v'katan, Rabbi Yehuda machsher v'katan, halacha k'stam Mishnah, aval isha nira midevi rabbeinu, shehi motziyas acherim, v'chein ikar. So the Magid Mishnah tips his cap. In fact, I know that there are Rishonim who disagree. But if you read the Rambam, and again, this is the position of Rav Rishonim, there is no difference whatsoever between a woman's obligation and a man's obligation. Therefore, according to the Rambam, echad akorei ve'echad hashomea min akorei yatzidei chovasa v'hu sheyishrim yishu chayv b'kriyasa. So could a woman read for a man according to the Rambam? No question. The answer, ki halacha, is yes. Now, again, you might say, and some of the Achronim want to try to understand this, that what source could theoretically be lurking in the background? What possible source could theoretically be lurking in the background that might be a mitigating factor, even though intrinsically to Megillah there's really no issue whatsoever? So maybe this Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel is going to be lurking in the background. Okay, you could make that argument. Well, wait a second. Is Kvod HaTzibur limited to Kriyas HaTorah? Or maybe whatever you think Kvod HaTzibur means, maybe that applies to Megillah, right? But it depends. If you define HaTzibur the same way when it comes to Megillah as it does to Kriyas HaTorah. So I think we mentioned in the Bekiyas Chaburas, already dealt with this issue, the Ramah, about this whole discussion in the Rishonim. Wait a second. If a woman is fully obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, so that she could be considered part of the Tzibur, Le'inyan, Mikra, Megillah. Okay, very good. So that's something that's very important. Okay, and it has to do with, as we'll see and explore in advance, the position that's adopted by the vast, vast majority of Rishonim, that Kriyas HaTorah, right, b'mahusa, is a chovas hatzibur, which doesn't apply to Megillah, which is actually a chovas hayachid. Okay, so whether Kavod HaTzibur could possibly have the same impetus in the world of a chovas hayachid versus a chovas hatzibur, that's also something that we're going to need to discuss. So we're going to go at length. Tomorrow, the Shita, the Balei Atosos, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, we'll get into the Mechaber a little bit, we'll get into the Ramah a little bit, you'll see some of the Acharonim, right, Al-Karcheinu, we'll have to encounter some of the Mekubaltim that found their way into the, not, like, they found their way into the Halachic sources, so we'll get to it. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to send you the recording from yesterday.
Thank you.
It was